B'tachon for Life, Shir 12:26, Monday, Parshas Bechukosai. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored Lili Nishmas Gimpel Avigdor Ben Tovia Weiss, whose 30th yard site is today, and Lili Nishmas Miriam Basra Ben Yamin Weiss, whose 3rd yard site is next week. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them an Ilui Neshama, and they should be Zeiche to a Lichtig Gan Eden. We are discussing that when a person has Bitachin, he'll see Yeshuas. Like the Pasuk, Emes Me'eretz Titzmach, V'tzedek Mishamayim Nishkaf. And we explain that this concept is very important for us to realize, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to rely on Him, and that's why He sends us difficulties. And it's important to understand that this doesn't exclude other things that we can do to bring Yeshuas. Some of our listeners ask, let's say a person makes a chizik in Limud HaTorah, in Snias, in Tzedaka, in Shabbos. Is there something wrong with that? Maybe they should only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of doing these other actions to bring the Yeshua. If the purpose of the Yeshua is to rely on Hashem, so maybe by doing other things, other chizukim, they're minimizing their opportunities for betachin. And the answer is, we still do regular hishtadlus. And a chizik in some area of Avodas Hashem is one of the greatest methods of hishtadlus. Tefillah is a form of hishtadlus, like we explained. So therefore, yes, we should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, we should work on our bitachin. And yes, we should try to feel tikva. And yes, like the Ramchal writes, the purpose of the tzara is that we should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also, we do ishtadlus. Just like we go to work, just like a person that's Rachman al-Islam sick goes to a doctor, just like we do all other normal activities that are considered ishtadlus, this is also a ishtadlus. And it's an even stronger hishtadlus, because it's a ruchni yizdika kind of hishtadlus. Tefillah, chizukim, tztaka, any advancement in Avodas Hashem that a person does is hishtadlus. And there's nothing wrong with it. A person should do hishtadlus. At the same time, you should realize that bitachin is not dependent on your tefillah, on your tztaka, on whatever else you did. Bitachin is objective. I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of His endless love, because of His endless chesed, He will send me the Yeshua. And at the same time, I make a chizik in Snias, I make a chizik in Torah, I make a chizik in chesed, whatever mokim, whatever place I feel needs a chizik, I do the chizik. But that's only hishtadlus. Ultimately, I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Yeshua. That's the reason for the tzara, like we explained. And when a person works on feeling tikva, when a person works on emes me'eretz titzmach, when a person works on only relying on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that Be'ezer Hashem will bring the Yeshua. But again, any other chizik doesn't take away from your betachin. It's just a form of hishtadlus which enhances your betachin. So when a person, Rachman al Itzlan, is experiencing a tzara, they should take a two-pronged approach. First of all, put tremendous emphasis on betachin, because betachin is the most powerful way to get a Yeshua, the most powerful way to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to do ishtadlus, which includes physical ishtadlus and spiritual ishtadlus, like tefillah and other chizukim and other schusim. That is the approach that we should have when Rachman al-Itzlan, a person, is experiencing a tzara. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, continue elaborating on this concept.